I'll tell you what. You are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. I'll tell you what. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage. And you are listening to my man Rob. Don't you go away. Tear into the spice.
Seek the truth and let the wildfire set you free. Don't you remember one? Ember sparks a fire, one. Ember feeds the flames. Now burn, burn, yeah.
All right, guys, back here on the Bob Culture Podcast. Special 2019 Money in the Bank edition. Guys, I'm so stoked for this episode. But first, I got to tell you right now, you are listening to Free the Flame from my good friends at Lives It Breathes. Check them out right now on iTunes and Spotify. They have an epic WWE playlist. You guys got to check it out. Guys, thank you as always for letting me use your tunage. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm absolutely honored to welcome the queen of the podcasting realm herself, and honestly, one of the hottest up-and-comers on the scene right now. You can find her at the Queen's Court on Brainbuster Radio. Guys, please welcome to the show the queen of NE. Queen, thank you so much for a few minutes. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so good. How are you? What an intro.
Oh, you know, the queen is here. We had to roll out the red carpet. You know how we do it here on the Bob Culture Podcast.
I so do, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So, you know, a little bit of sad news. I hate to start out on this note. I'm so excited to get into the predictions and stuff. Just got home from work, setting up for the podcast. Obviously, I'm sure by now a lot of you guys have heard the news about Ashley Massaro. Super bummed to start out on this note, but I felt that it was appropriate that we addressed it on the podcast. I had the opportunity to meet Ashley a few weeks ago at the HorrorCon. She was incredibly nice to us. We got to shake her hand. She did the little Bob Culture, you know, this is Ashley Massaro and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast intro for us, which was super nice because she was unable to do any interviews due to her contract. I knew she was gearing up to get back into the ring, and she was very excited about that. She had a job, I think, DJing on the radio. I knew she was, like, very big into the punk rock music and, you know, obviously a former Divas champion. So super bummed and, you know, just got to say thoughts and prayers out there to her and her family and just thank you for entertaining us in the ring. And, Queen, any notes on Ashley?
Yeah, what a cool chick, and I feel so terrible for her fan base, her family, of course, her, such a young, beautiful woman, and I feel so sad to look at the news and see this. You know, she's someone I feel like didn't get her due in WWE, you know, she was there for such a short period of time, and, you know, her spear was one of my favorite things to watch. So,
nice.
You know, thank you for entertaining us, as you mentioned, and I hope you rest well.
Wow. Really well said. I love it, Queen. Very well said. You're off to a good start already. So,
I'll do it again.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you're the hottest, one of the hottest up-and-comers right now. You've been killing it. I've been listening to your podcast. Obviously, we got to talk about the episode where you guys were talking about the WWE themes and some of the other organization themes, the best wrestling themes and music. That was one of my favorite episodes. That was awesome, guys.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm, like, so honored that you were listening to my show and that you loved it. Yeah, that was a really fun one.
That was a cool one. And like I said, you guys, you know, we got to get Johnny Gargano's theme in that conversation. I mean, Aleister Black, for sure, that's a good one. Jericho,
yeah.
You guys hit it right on the head, but I'm going to throw Gargano at you for the next one, for sure. I dig that one.
Oh, hell yeah, it's so great.
But I could go on and on about theme songs. Let's get excited here. Let's get ready to go, because we are here to talk about Money in the Bank 2019. Queen, you ready to go?
I am so ready. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. I love it. All right, we're already off to a good start here. Of course, as always on the Bob Culture Podcast, we got to start with ladies first. So we're going to start. We're going to get right to it. The Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And please correct me if I'm wrong on this one. We have Ember Moon, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Natalya. Alexa Bliss, I believe, is out now. I believe that came out today. So that's an interesting curveball. We'll have to talk about that. Carmella, Bailey, and I believe Mandy Rose. So very interesting. And I'll tell you what, Queen, this is one of the hardest decisions for me on the whole card. I'm not sure where this can go. So we'll go ladies first. And of course, you want to take this one away for us?
Sure do. So yeah, I happen to agree with you. I found this to be very difficult to predict, especially now that Alexa's out and Nikki Cross is officially in.
Oh, see, I didn't even get that far. So Nikki Cross is in.
She is in.
Love it. Love the choice.
Which
go ahead.
I love, by the way.
Love it.
I so agree with you. Love Nikki Cross. She's one of my favorites right now. And I was so sad when she came up and like nothing was happening and nothing was happening. And now she's going to be in the biggest match for her so far. So this is a really big deal. So automatically, right, you got to think, that's interesting.
I like it.
Makes you think a little bit, right? But I think I'm going to stick with my gut. When this was first announced and the people who are going to be in it, these lovely ladies, my first gut reaction was Bailey.
Yeah, it's a safe pick.
Yeah, I just kind of felt like, she's been coming up short lately. She's got some, all these tag team championship issues and Sasha Banks problems. I just feel like something's happening with her, and I feel like this would be a great moment for her to shine and come out of this kind of funk I feel like she's been in. Because even as a tag team champion, I didn't feel like she was doing her best stuff. So I want the old Bailey back. I want my NXT Bailey back.
Love
and I feel
it.
Like I kind of see glimpses of her when she's hitting those promos lately. I do want Ember Moon, full disclosure. I would love it if she won.
Yeah, me too.
Right? And now that Nikki Cross is in it, girl, if she wins, I can't. Yes, yeah. Give it to me. But my gut says Bailey, so that's where I'm going to go.
Wow, looking at it from all angles. I love it, Queen. And you were the right person to ask to come on this podcast because I didn't even know about Nikki Cross. So you're covering all the bases.
Get your back, boo. Get your back.
Yeah. Love it. Awesome. And like you said, Nikki Cross, never one to really get her due coming up to the main roster. I would have loved to see her come up with Sanity. What a great faction that we never really saw anything with on the main roster. Would have loved to see her win the NXT Women's Championship, more than deserving. But it looks like there's something going for her. So couldn't be happier to see her in this match. So thank you for letting me know about that.
No problem.
It's tricky. With these kind of things, I kind of go through that process of elimination. Ember Moon, I love the choice. I think that would be great. Would love to see her with the briefcase. Haven't really seen much from her. With, guys who get injury, guys and gals who get injuries all the time, I think they wait to see if they're sustainable, if they'll stick around. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's why it'll go to Ember. Would love to see Dana Brooke. I'm a Dana Brooke fan. That would be really cool. I would love to see a little bit of a push for her. Naomi's been getting accolades left and right. She's been winning Battle Royals. She's been the champ. Natalya, obviously, long legendary history. And, I would be thrilled to see Natalya with it, of course. Carmella, no, I do not want to see Miss Mella in the Bank again. We've done that. I like the Bailey choice. I do. It's so good. I almost went that way. But there's been so much stuff going on behind the scenes with Bailey and Sasha. And I don't know if she's getting lumped into Sasha's whatever. And, I'm not taking sides. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes or anything like that. I'm going to go a little curveball on this one. I'm going to go Mandy Rose kind of carrying around the briefcase. I could see it.
I can kind of see it too. Unfortunately, I am not a Mandy Rose fan.
Well, there you go.
I respect her. I mean, she does a lot of work on her body. She's very dedicated in that way. I have a lot of respect for her, but her character really grinds my gears. I wish they would do things that are better for her because she's got way too much talent to be wearing that feather bolero jacket that I can't stand. So
love
it. Just gonna tell like it is, honey. But, I can see it happening. I wouldn't be surprised, put it that way.
Yeah, like that big heel with the briefcase ready to go at any time, and that's how she gets it. Yeah, I could totally see it. But Bailey's a solid choice, too. All right, we'll see what happens. The queen telling it like it is already.
That's what I'm trying to do. And I think a little bit later when we talk about another match, I may kind of connect the dots as to why. Little twist for you.
Little teaser. I love it. Already doing the foreshadowing. This is how you put together a podcast right here. I love it. All right, Queen. Let's move on to a cage match. This will be interesting. We have Mike the Miz, Mizanin, of course, versus Shane McMahon back on another pay-per-view. I'm honestly surprised this one carried over from WrestleMania. I thought earlier that, you know, Shane would have the one-off with Miz at WrestleMania. He would do the big high spot, which he did, and that would ultimately result in the Miz getting the big face win, him being more of a baby face now, which I love, him doing a little bit more of the high-risk maneuvers that he never usually does. Not high-risk, but for him, a little bit more agile, a little bit more high-flying stuff. He's usually a little bit more ground, slower-paced. So I thought for sure Miz was going to win at WrestleMania. But this carried over. Shane got the win. I think now's the time. I don't think Miz is going to climb out of the cage or go through the door or anything like that. I think he may even go for a high risk something. I know that's kind of outside the box, but I think Miz, or maybe Shane misses something high risk. Miz takes advantage, but it's time for the Miz to win right now. He's got the reality show. He's got the second kid on the way. He's living the dream right now. Honestly, he deserves another run at the WWE title or Universal title in my mind. I'm going to go with the Miz on this one. All right.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I think it's time for Miz to win and the comeuppance to happen.
Yes.
It's time. You know, this has gone on a very long time for me. Hmm. I'm not the biggest Shane fan.
Okay.
I think Shane works better as a babyface than he does as a heel. I think his sister is the way better heel.
Agree. 100% agree.
The siblings? Yeah. So this is a little bit boring for me. This is typical heel crap that I don't like, and I love heels. But
right.
This heel crap I can't really stomach too well. What I forgot to say at the top of the show is I'm actually going to be at Money in the Bank.
What? In Connecticut, right?
Yes.
Nice.
It's in Hartford, yes.
Okay.
So I will actually be there. And what I'm really looking forward to is exactly what you just mentioned a few minutes ago, that Shane is probably going to jump off something and miss, and Miz is going to take advantage. So I can't wait to see that in person, because that will make me very happy.
Love it. It's crazy. I'm going to be in Connecticut, but I will not be attending Money in the Bank. And then back home, NXT will be here in the Asbury Park area, but I won't be able to go to that either.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It stinks, but, you know, we love NXT. I could go on and on. Although, it's the best. But shameless promo, I got to mention, we're talking about The Miz. If anybody watched last week's episode of The Miz and Mrs., you may have seen a cameo by yours truly as The Miz held up the Bobman WWE title belt. My Bob Culture Podcast t-shirt was not blurred out in post. My face was blurred out for whatever reason. I mean, I guess I don't blame them, but I digress. But, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Check that out.
No, yeah. But yeah, if you check out last week's episode when he's walking into the building, there's a little Bob Culture spotting right there. So I got a couple phone calls on that one. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. As the Miz would say, that's right. It is awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I had to get that shameless promo in. You know how we do it.
I sure do. Go for it, honey.
So speaking about WrestleMania stuff, things that carried over, we have my personal favorite, Rey Mysterio, the guy who got me into wrestling in the business, versus Samoa Joe, a match I was looking so forward to. Obviously got cut short, but thrilled Rey actually did get a wrestle at WrestleMania due to the ankle injury. He still got to go anyway. I think we're going to get the WrestleMania match this time. I think, long story short, Samoa Joe is going to get the win. He shouldn't lose that belt. Samoa Joe, just one of the best on the mic. Oh, man, he's fantastic. He can make a story out of anything. Obviously, there's going to be something involving Rey's son, Dominic, I believe, who's training to get in the ring. And you know Samoa Joe loves to prey on those families. So I got to go Samoa Joe retains on this one in a match that could steal the show for sure. What do you think about this one, Queen?
I'm hoping it does steal a show. I love Samoa Joe.
Yes.
Samoa Joe is one of my favorite people right now and has been for a long time. He's so hot on the mic. He's super personal. He goes right for the jugular. And he's got that mind game, psycho behavior, which I am here for. So he's definitely going to retain. There's definitely going to be shenanigans in terms of Dominic being involved. And I feel like it's obvious. The obvious choice would be that he'd, like, I don't know, chokes out Dominic or something, and Rey loses his mind, and, you know, then he loses the match or something like that.
Oh, I
but
see that.
I had this thought.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, do you think it's possible that Dominic will turn on his dad?
Ooh. I don't see it this early, but man, what
but
a
like
story.
Eventually,
that-
right?
what a story that would be. You know, I've seen him, you know, the videos of them both doing the 619 at the same time in the ring and them training together. You know, he comes out of nowhere and hits a 619 on his pops. Man, that would be, I mean, what a way to
wouldn't
get
that
into
be
the business.
Crazy?
Yeah, that's not that, you know, anything can happen in the WWE. I could
that's
see
true.
It's crazy, but I think
just a thought. I don't know if it's happening right now. It just was something I wanted to throw out there.
Little
I can just see it happening.
I love it. Looking at it from all angles. Yeah, shenanigans. I'm with you on that one. Interesting.
Well, yeah.
Interesting. But Samoa Joe for sure?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
100%.
No question.
Love it. All right. Queen telling it like it is.
That's right.
All right. Moving on to some of the cruiserweight action here. Now, I just found out about this match today. I haven't kept up with 205 Live, but I believe it's Tony Nese versus Daivari for the title. Is that correct? Do you know about that
That's
one?
That's right.
That's right. I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. I got to go Tony Nese. Heard he's got just like a great backstage presence. Everyone loves him. He's got the high flying. He's got the agility. He looks fantastic. We interviewed Nunzio not too long ago. Nunzio put him over pretty much hours before he had the match. So yeah. It was meant to be. No offense, not to knock Daivari or anything. I know he's been kind of going through a couple different gimmicks. Long story short, I'm going to go Tony Nese. Where are you going on this one, Queen?
Tony Nese all day. It's way too soon to take it off of him. Like you mentioned, he's got great backstage presence. He works very well. He's great in the ring. He can high fly or just beat your ass in general. So he's got both things. Way too early to take it off him. I just don't see it happening, and especially not to Daivari. So I'm going to pick Tony Nese all day.
Boom. And that's right. As Tony Nese would tell you, there's 8 reasons he's going to win. All those abs. That's right.
That's right. All those abs.
That's right. All right. Here's an interesting one. I'm interested. I'm going to start with you on this one, Queen. I'm very interested to see where you're going to take this. Roman Reigns, you know, back in action. Great to see him back. Great to see him healthy. I'm so, so happy. He came back so quickly. He is ready to go. But against another big-time up-and-comer, you know, kind of the hand-picked now from Vince McMahon, Elias. I'm interested to see where you go on this one. What are you thinking on this one, Queen?
Roman's going to win easily.
Yeah.
And I think the problem will be not the match, but what happens after the match and the fallout.
Okay. Because
I think they're trying to build towards a Roman chain thing once The Miz is done. So I kind of see that in the flash of how they've been interacting on both shows because of this wild card rule now. But on both shows where you kind of see Shane messing with Roman and Roman punching his dad. And, you know, all this kind of stuff is sort of – they're dropping little hints here.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to follow these breadcrumbs of what they're trying to do. And I just – A, I don't see Roman losing. B, I don't see him losing one-on-one to Elias. And I don't see Elias pinning Roman. I could hear a case for a DQ in which other people, like, as I call him, the almighty piss break, Bobby Lashley.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead. Wow.
Yeah, I know. I don't like him. So I can see that. I could hear a case for that.
Uh-huh.
But I really think that Roman's going to end up being the winner here to do that storyline for what's coming next. Because I just don't think he's quite ready for the title picture again at this exact second. It's coming soon. You know, he's going to be one of the top guys. He just is. So it's coming. But I don't know if it's happening right now, given all the storylines they have at the top with Seth and Kofi right now. So that's where I'm landing.
Interesting. I agree with you on the breadcrumbs, as you put it. I definitely 100% see the McMahon tie into that. You know, Shane already has a match, but don't forget, Vince kind of had that, you know, declaration of Elias coming to SmackDown, being one of the greatest superstars, this and that. Kind of like a storyline where I kind of thought AJ was going to get involved with the McMahons earlier when he had punched Vince and that nothing really, really came of that. I 100% agree. They're trying to get that Reigns versus the McMahons thing going, which could be, you know, versus the Authority versus a Triple H.
Right.
Obviously, I don't think Vince is getting back in the ring. I like your versus Shane idea. I definitely call big time shenanigans on this one. But for all those reasons, I'm going to kind of throw a curveball and I'm going to go with Elias. I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's odd to me. On paper, I'm like, oh, yeah, Roman Reigns, done. Just like WrestleMania, Roman Reigns versus Drew, done. But is now the time for Elias? They've they didn't necessarily sleep on him because they've been very high on him, but the guy takes a lot of losses. There could be a Qatar smash with a ref down. There could be a Shane McMahon, although he already has a match. There could be a Mr. McMahon, a Stephanie McMahon coming out, you know, now it's a no DQ match. Now it's falls count any or anywhere. Now it's 2 out of 3 falls, something crazy like that. So this might be the win Elias kind of gets to push him a little bit more in that. Not that he's not a heel, but they kind of had him for a face for a little bit. Give him a little bit more of that push, that shock win in the pay-per-view. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going to go Elias.
Oh, that's another one. I understand. I can hear you. Really, I do. And this is one of the matches when I was doing the predictions and I'm thinking, man, this could go like either way.
Yeah, totally.
They could pull the story either way and it would be fine. You know, it wouldn't be like a detriment if they went in either direction, because if Elias does win and he wins like that with all the shenanigans, it still makes Roman look good.
Exactly.
And if he does lose and Roman wins, then they can build that story a different way, and then Elias can get that, you know, come up and maybe later.
Love it. Love it. Really well said, Queen, as always, as always. Good stuff. All right, let's move on to WWE title match. I'm excited for this one. Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens, back in action, hasn't missed a beat. Loved what he did with the New Day. I think we all saw that. You know, it was painfully obvious he was going to do that heel turn. But it was a fun ride. It was a short ride. I enjoyed everything KO's been doing. So happy for Kofi. I was glad I got to be there at WrestleMania for that moment. Just fantastic.
That's awesome.
Who's walking out of this one with the WWE title, Queen?
So they're setting up Kofi to look and be weaker. Biggie's out. He's telling Xavier to stay back.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it look like, you know, he doesn't have people to back him up, so Kevin Owens is going to run all over him all day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin Owens is the obvious choice.
Okay.
I think that's what they want you to think, and that's why I think it's not going to happen.
Oh.
I think Kofi's going to retain here to build a bigger story, and Kevin's going to take it off of him either at the Saudi Arabia show or at SummerSlam.
Ah, so KO will get it eventually.
KO is going to get it eventually. He's too hot not to have it. At least for me, that's what I want. Maybe I'm projecting what I want. But
no.
But I was thinking, too, what if Sami Zayn gets involved like he did on SmackDown?
Yep.
And maybe Kofi, you know, loses but doesn't lose the title, right? If there's a DQ, he doesn't really win, but Kevin doesn't get the title. So I could see that too, but I'm still going to stick with Kofi's retaining here, but it's not going to be for very much longer. I have a bad feeling that this title reign's going to be shorter than we want it to be.
You know what? A lot of people, and really well said, Queen, as always, a lot of people are saying that the Kofi reign's going to be short, this and that. I 100% agree with you that Kofi will win this match. I think it's just going to prove, you know, Kofi's the fighting champion. This isn't a fluke, you know, he's going to beat, you know, he beat Daniel Bryan, what, on Raw the other night?
Right,
a great match with Seth Rollins, obviously ended in what, like a no contest or whatever it was.
Right.
I like what you're saying about Sami Zayn, though. We all kind of knew Sami Zayn and KO would kind of hook up and try to take everyone out. I would love to see them personally in the tag team division, but it's like you said, Kevin Owens has been back. He hasn't missed a beat.
Right.
He's on fire right now. I think Kofi wins today. I think the long-term plan was going to be the implosion of the New Day. Obviously, Big E's hurt. So I don't know. Is KO going to take it down the line? Is someone going to be next in line for that WWE title shot? That's interesting. But I got to say for this one, I'll definitely go Kofi with you 100%.
Yeah, it's a solid pick, I think. Just given what's happening. And you know, the other thing that's really hard about this pay-per-view, harder than I think any of the other ones, is it's so dependent on who wins these freaking ladder matches.
Right?
You know? Because literally, this is the pay-per-view. Anything can happen. Really. There are two briefcases running around here.
Absolutely.
Something could happen at any point. So, like, who wins the briefcase? And does that skew your perception of what might happen later? You know, it's kind of hard to choose.
To that point, the match order has a lot to do with this pay-per-view, which is slowly becoming one of my favorite pay-per-views next to the Royal Rumble and stuff like that.
I think it's going to be fun, huh?
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait. Speaking about fun, got to move on to this one. A dream match. Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. Are you kidding me? Talk
God
about
life. It's so good.
Six-star match coming up. It's going to be crazy. I hope it lives up to the hype. Either way, this one turns out the real winners, the fans, 100%.
Oh, amen, honey. Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Queen, I'll let you take it away on this one. What do you think about this match and who's walking out the Universal Champion?
Seth Rollins is going to walk out Universal Champion, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I think that this is the beginning of a feud that, if given the breath that it needs, is going to be epic.
Yeah.
These two are so great on their own, but together, this is a dream match on this big stage. I didn't think we would get it, and here we are. You know, they fought before, of course, in the indie scene when they had that match. I don't know how many years ago they said, now 13-something, that many years ago. But now it's WWE. Now it's different, right? They're now on huge viewership. Got lots of eyes on them. Mm-hmm. And I love AJ Styles, specifically his stuff from TNA and New Japan. Mm-hmm. But he's not winning here. I think this is the start of the AJ heel turn we all wanted and didn't get the first time when he came out with Carl and Luke. I think we're getting it again, but we're going to get it the right way. And I think the Good Brothers are going to make a reappearance. And down the line, I think at SummerSlam, AJ is going to take the title.
The Universal title.
I think he's going to do it. Yep, I think so.
So you get this one again at SummerSlam. I do like that idea because this is a SummerSlam caliber match.
Isn't it though?
Oh, totally. To that point, a lot of fans are saying it's too soon for this one. Any feelings on that? Do you think it's too soon or are we ready to go?
I mean, 4 weeks was a lot of time for them to build. Yeah. And they've actually built this one rather well. Of all the storylines they have going on, a couple have fallen through the cracks in my opinion, but this one has been very solidly built the past 4 weeks. Is it too soon? Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked them to hold off just a little bit for SummerSlam. Right?
Yeah.
But I think if this is the path that they're going to go down, then I think it'll be worth it in the end. If it's not where we go and we get some crazy shit, then I'm not really too sure what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't want them to waste it. You know, this is so epic. It is a dream match. And I don't want them to ruin it for me or anybody else.
Wow. I love the way you said it. It was so much passion, too. Like, don't give us a no contest. Don't give us a DQ.
Right.
Like, let this happen. I am happy they're doing it now. Like, I get that everyone's saying it's too soon. But you want the SummerSlam match. You want the WrestleMania match. But I feel like WWE often sleeps on things and guys get hurt or we wait too long and they're on different shows or they do something, you know, behind the scenes and now they're not getting the spotlight. Like, something always happens. Guys like Braun Strowman that they slept on, you know, he was hot every single week.
Yeah, look him now.
Yeah, exactly.
Disaster.
Yeah, no, you don't get me started. You know, it was one of my favorites for a while, but I know. You know the deal. But I'm so excited for this one. I'm glad it's happening now, and I love your idea that it'll come back at SummerSlam. This could be potentially be a match of the year candidate. Right now, my match of the year is Ricochet versus Gargano. I love that match. That was fantastic.
Just beyond good.
And you know what? Not to get too off topic, but I would love to see Gargano versus a Styles or a Seth Rollins one day. And I think they want that too. Just would be another.
Wouldn't that be sickening?
Talk about dream matches.
I would love that. I can't wait for something like that to happen.
Yeah, one day.
Man.
Oh, it'd be great.
One day. Someday. Yeah. We can dream.
We kind of got Gargano. I mean, I'm glad that he's the NXT champion. He's there. He loves it. I mean, that was the right way to go. But he did kind of get called up. I don't want to get into that too much. But
I know. That's like crazy.
Yeah. That's a whole nother.
Side note, real quick. Yeah. I'm going to that takeover in Connecticut, the 25th.
I'm thinking about it. Oh, I'm jealous.
You should go.
Okay.
I'm excited about the card so far, but we're getting a repeat of Gargano Cole from the Mania Weekend Takeover.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's
and like, I love Adam Cole, but I don't know.
You'll get a. I don't even think there's a stipulation on that one, but you'll get a great match for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. That's not really – I know that for sure, and I can't wait, and I love Adam Cole. I'm just, like, confused. Like, are they going to give him the belt and call up Gargano? Or, like, what's happening?
Oh, I hope not. Oh, man.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
It's crazy, and this takeover came out of nowhere. It's crazy.
No kidding. But I know. Sorry. I didn't mean to get off track.
No, it's my fault. I started. It's my fault. But you know what? It's my show. We can do whatever we want here. That's right.
That's right. That's, you make the rules.
Darn it. That's right. But anyway, back to Styles and Seth Rollins. Couldn't be more excited for this match. Possible match of the year candidate. The real winners, the fans. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Seth Rollins in sort of a passing of the torch in a way. He's the man right now. No offense to Becky Lynch, who really is the man. We got to come up with a good celebrity couple name for them. We've been working on it. So if you come up with anything, Queen, let me know. But we need a good celebrity couple.
I definitely will.
Totally. Going to go Seth Rollins, 100%. AJ doesn't need it right now. We want to see Rollins as, you know, Monday Night Rollins. He carried that show on his back. He has taken that title back from being captured and being held hostage by Brock Lesnar, something I didn't think that was going to happen at WrestleMania. So happy for him. He's on top of the world right now with the man, you know, at his side with two more belts. I mean, it's good to be them. Seth Rollins all the way.
Yeah, I think so too. What about Rollins?
Oh, that's the best one. We were coming up with like Last Slayer and so, like it didn't really work. You know what I'm saying? Like it didn't like fit. But I like. Wait, what is that one again? What did you say?
Raw Lynch.
Oh man.
Rollynch.
Let's start. I think we're officially starting the hashtag right now on the show.
Let's do it.
It's an exclusive. Love it. All right, you heard it here first, guys. All right. Moving right along, we're going to go to the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this one. We have Corbin, Randy Orton, Finn Balor, Ali, Andrade, Drew, Ricochet, and I am missing someone. Who am I missing? I'll get back to that.
Sammy.
Oh, because he took out Strowman.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I love Braun Strowman. I actually love the move because I don't want any repeat winners. For Braun, you know, we saw what happened last time with that. So, he's just so powerful. I love Braun, don't get me wrong, but I like the Sammy move. Who's going to win the briefcase this time around? I love the mix of veterans and new people. I could see almost any of these guys taking the briefcase on this one.
I am psyched for this. Psyched.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is going to be one of the best matches of the night. The spots are going to be in. Insane. Anytime Ricochet's in the ring, it's going to be unbelievably good.
Personal favorite. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I'm thinking about it, right?
Okay.
Well, they're not, I don't think they can put it back on anybody who's got it before because they squandered that opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But they took Braun out of it. But Braun, I think, is going to interfere to attack Sammy and possibly Drew McIntyre, who was also involved in the attack on him.
Like it.
And maybe Corbin, too. Why not? You know.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that. Okay, so that leaves us with Randy, Finn, Andrade. I'm going to call him Mustafa because I can't stand just the Ali.
Yeah, same.
So, yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know. I think Sami Zayn, there could be an argument there, but I feel like it's really going to come down to Ricochet, Ali, and Andrade, because I don't know that they'll give it to Orton. And I'm thinking, well, putting it on Finn would be cool. He would be the Intercontinental Champion and the Money in the Bank.
I like that.
So that would be interesting. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, no, that's kind of wasteful. I don't know. So I think I'm landing on my also original gut pick from a few weeks ago, and that is Andrade. I think he's going to win the briefcase.
I could see it. That's a solid pick, and this is a tough one. But you have Zelina Vega as the mouthpiece, you know, walking around carrying the briefcase. I could see it. I could totally see it. The guy puts on fantastic matches all the time.
Yeah, he does.
It's a tough one. You know, I got to go with my process of elimination again on this one. Mm-hmm. Corbin, first of all, don't wear like the Fridays greeter, you know, vest that you always, you know, come on with your 15 pieces of flair or whatever, you know, like, please don't
wear
that.
Seriously.
You're in a ladder.
Thank you.
Right.
I knew we were friends, dude.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Right. I could go on all day about that.
Same.
But Orton, don't see it happening. just because he doesn't need it. You know, it'd be cool to see him with it. He's kind of on somewhat of a reduced schedule anyway.
Right.
He kind of does what he wants, so I don't see him winning it. Probably a pretty sweet RKO spot, maybe on Ricochet. Mm-hmm. Ricochet, one of my personal favorites. You know, let's see that incredible, 630 off the ladder into a bunch of guys similar to what he did in War Games off the top of the cage, like flawlessly, jaw-dropping. One of my personal favorites for sure. Don't see it for Ali. Andrade, I like the pick. It's a solid pick. I think they're going to let him build more towards a feud with Finn for that Intercontinental title. So I see him going more that direction. So I could see Andrade getting that Intercontinental Championship. I do like the move for Sammy. Now, the more you talk about it, you know, I always say Kevin Owens would be the perfect Money in the Bank winner every single year. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think he's ever won it.
Nope.
So Sammy...
Sammy
would be an interesting one because he has kind of a feud with the WWE Universe, which is interesting. He really doesn't have a lot of matches, but it's intriguing. It's intriguing. It's fresh. It's fresh. I like it. But if you haven't noticed by now, I've left out Drew McIntyre, and I think it's kind of his time. I think the briefcase is perfect for him. I think it's a no-brainer to put it on a heel like him. Another guy who's great on the mic. I'm going to go Drew McIntyre back in action, ready to go.
I mean, that's a very solid choice, too. And for me, it was down to Drew and Andrade. And I thought about, like, who needs the briefcase more?
True.
That was my mindset thinking about it. And I'm like, Drew, I don't know if he needs the briefcase. Just my opinion, right?
That's
fair. I can see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't know if he needs it. I think he could be put into a title picture much like Roman is and just go right for it.
True.
Whereas Andrade, I feel like, needs a little bit of, I don't know what the right word is, a little bit of joie de vivre in French, right?
Nice.
A little bit of something.
Nice.
Something.
Love it. Yes.
He needs something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know. I can see Sammy and I can see Drew. This is really hard, dude. This is one of the hardest Money in the Banks ever.
Yeah. No, you're starting to sway me on this Andrade pick because I can see Zelina, you know, being the mouthpiece and carrying the, you know, Mr. Money in the
Bank.
Carrying
the briefcase all the time, right? Oh, totally. Man, it would be so cool.
I see it. I see it. It's tough.
And taking it to SmackDown because, I don't know. Because I don't know that anybody's going to cash in. I don't know.
Oh, we'll talk about that at the end.
Talk
oh,
about
for sure.
That.
Nice little, I love it. Nice little teaser again. It's like you've done this before. Fantastic.
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah. And can we talk about this? Can we not do like the strange bedfellow tag teams with Drew and Corbin and Lashley and then getting someone else in there and, you know, Shane McMahon's involved now? Like, can we not do that anymore, please?
Preach it.
Yeah, I know. Right? I don't want to go off on a rant here, but I'll leave it
at that. That's all right. You can. It's worth it.
Oh, it is. It's worth mentioning for sure. Hey, but you know who else is very worth mentioning? We got to talk about one of my personal favorites, the man, Becky. That's right. Not one, but two belts ready to go with two matches on this one versus Lacey Evans and Charlotte Flair. Queen, you want to start this one? What do you think?
Which match do you want to do first?
Well, that's
which
that,
one are we doing?
That's a great that you know I put that's a fantastic question. I put them together because the order has so much to do with what's going on here. You know how much you know if you go through a match with Charlotte, it's going to take a lot out of you. No offense to Lacey or anything. I feel like that will be like the quicker match. So let's go. Let's say hypothetically Lacey Evans is the first match, which I see earlier in the card. If that's how, you know, no way they would do it back to back. Anything can happen in the WWE. So let's go.
I mean, anything can happen.
Oh, totally. Let's go Becky versus Lacey. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think this is the match that's going first because Charlotte is a main eventer. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
So I think Lacey's going to be earlier in the card with Becky, so I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Becky's going to retain her belt here. I think Lacey's going to lose her mind after she loses and beat up Becky. So Becky goes into her last match vulnerable.
Oh.
Yep, and I don't think it's the last time we see Lacey either.
I like it. Short and sweet, but no, really
short
well. Really well said. I think the match is going to be earlier in the card, like I said. I, you know, a lot of people are saying Lacey is getting that push, and obviously she is. I gotta say, this match should be decent. I like Lacey Evans, especially in NXT. I don't want her to be kind of forced down her throats or anything like that. I'm hoping for a great match. You know, Lacey kind of proves the haters wrong, maybe. But I want to see Becky with the win, and I think Becky will definitely retain, I believe, the Raw Women's Championship in this match. So I will go Becky, the man, as well on this one, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yep.
Now, I got to ask you, now, keep in mind, I'm talking to the queen, so I have a feeling you might have a different opinion on this one, Becky versus Charlotte Flair. Are you a disciple of the Book of Flair? Are you a Charlotte fan?
I am a Charlotte fan. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call myself a disciple, but okay. I definitely am a fan.
Me too.
For this match, I am under the distinct impression that the company is going to be pushing Charlotte towards having very many title reigns, like her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Charlotte is going to be walking out with the SmackDown Women's Champion as Charlotte 9-time.
Boom. Yeah, just kind of Becky's kind of worn out from the previous match.
Yeah.
Boom.
Maybe another appearance by Lacey Evans. Since they were so friendly, her and Charlotte, I thought that was interesting. So she may cost Becky the match because she's pissed that she lost the Raw Women's Championship.
Interesting.
And I think this would be the time to split the belts up. I could, though. I could be persuaded that Becky wins both belts and that she doesn't drop them until later as we're approaching the fall for the Fox SmackDown move.
Interesting.
So I could be persuaded that she holds on to it for a little longer, but my gut feeling is it will be and new Charlotte 9-time.
Interesting. Yeah, they don't have any problem with giving Charlotte the belt out of nowhere, as we saw with Asuka. I felt so bad for Asuka. I mean, that was
out of nowhere.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, man.
Horrid.
I know. And I'm a fan of all of them. You know, Charlotte Flair is fantastic in the ring. I've met her. She is so very nice. That being said, I feel like she's taken a back seat to Becky, and she's handled it fairly well. I had met Becky, you know, long story short, back in November, I guess early December, something like that, before the TLC pay-per-view. I had said I had said to Becky, you know, she was in New Jersey. I said, you know, I can't wait to see you back in New Jersey when you're headlining WrestleMania. And she said, oh, yes, I will. And this was long before she won the Royal Rumble. And I've been on the Becky train ever since. I knew she was going to win the Royal Rumble. I knew she was going to main event WrestleMania. And I've been Becky through all of these prediction shows. That being said, Charlotte's taken the back seat. Charlotte has kind of been on the back burner, and now is the time, you know, that they're going to push Charlotte. Becky's gotten to that mountaintop. She has two belts, not one. She has two.
That's right.
100%. I think that, man, I even hate to say 100% on this. I think Charlotte's walking out with this belt, like, no question. They're splitting up the belts, which is fine. There's so much talent. And, I feel
it
like
needs
the,
to be.
You're right.
What are these other ladies doing? This is silly.
Yeah, exactly. And the women's division is on, I mean, it's been stealing the show, first of all, for months. But I think it's on the right track. We have a lot of new tag teams. I'm excited about where these tag team belts go. Just so much talent. Even when they announced that Bliss wasn't going to be in the ladder match, I'm like, good, that's a great opportunity for somebody else. I mean, no offense to Alexa Bliss, who we all love.
No, of course.
But super excited. I think the women's division is going to be great. I'm cool with them splitting up the belts. Becky, you know, lived the dream. She made it to the mountaintop. Not to say her time is over, but she had her ride to the top. It's time to split up the belts. And honestly, I'll say this. I don't disagree with you that she's going to be, like you said, Charlotte 9-time. She'll get to those 16 times, no doubt in my mind, at least. But we're going to talk a little bit about cash-ins. I don't know if you think there's any cash-ins. I'll just say this. I think if I'm Becky Lynch and I'm in two matches and I somehow have one or two belts at the end of the night and I won the Money in the Bank women's ladder match, I am 100% cashing in on a champ who's gone through two matches. Why not now? You know, have a third match And right at the end of the match, maybe she just loses the belt to Charlotte. She still has that Raw championship. It's like, oh, at least I got one. And, you know, Charlotte's walking out. Boom, whoever wins the Money in the Bank match comes out. Now she's Becky, no belts. It's devastating. It's shocking. I don't know. Do you see any cash-ins on the women's side or the men's side? Anything crazy like that?
I would lose my mind if my pick Bailey comes down with a freaking briefcase, looks Charlotte right in the face and tells her to F off and comes right down and just goes right at Becky. Now, here's my problem, though.
Wow, I kind of like
that. I picked Bailey, right? Uh-huh. I don't think this is cool. But I picked Bailey, and she's on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
If Becky has the Raw Women's Championship at the end of that, how is that going to work?
You know what? And they never, like, clearly address it. Like, they kind of mention it on commentary, like, when the day comes, like, you know, if you win the briefcase, can you cash in on either champ? It's, like, kind of like the Royal Rumble. It's not, like, specified. And with this whole wild card rule in the mix, too, it's kind of like, we can
do... It leaves the door open.
Yeah, I think so, right? That's just... But I do like that Bailey thought, like a boss.
Dude.
No pun intended. Yeah. But, you know, coming down and just like, you know, you guys kind of belittled me earlier. Oh, I see it now. I like what you're saying. I see it.
Yeah, she's the one of the four horsemen that's been, you know, kind of the lowest on the totem pole, other than Sasha, who's, you know, that's a whole nother issue. But in terms of, like, visibility and constantly doing things, Bailey's been lower than the other three, and I feel like this would be the moment where she can just flash that four right in Charlotte's face and just off she goes, and she just destroys Becky. Can you imagine? The place would lose its mind if there's Becky no belts. My God. Now, you said that, and my heart just started beating so fast.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh, shit.
I know. Even putting, like, that sentence out into the world, I was like, oh, man. And I love Becky Lynch. You know, I got the man shirt. There's probably a pair of goggles somewhere in here. Like, it's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, it's nuts. But you know what? It's good storytelling, and I think that's what we all want, a little roller coaster.
Yeah, I think so. I want to be genuinely shocked. Genuinely.
Yes.
Like, when Charlotte won against Asuka, I was genuinely shocked. Out of my chair, like, excuse me? What is this?
Right?
Right?
Oh, man.
That's what I want. And I miss that. There's not a lot of that anymore. There wasn't really a lot of that either at Mania.
Exactly.
And I want it. I want it again. I want to be genuinely surprised and happy. And even if I'm not happy, I want to be shocked. So when I tune into Raw the next night, I'm like, okay, what's happening? That's what I want them to do. I don't know if they'll do it, but I want them to give me something. Give us all, give the people what they want. Let's be Batista. Give me what I want.
Yes. Love it. And that's a great, great point. You know, we've kind of got the fan service at WrestleMania, like all the...
Right.
Big time matches. The faces won. I had said on the podcast, I don't see Becky, Kofi, and Seth winning. I think I said Kofi and Becky were going to win. I didn't see Seth winning. And sure enough, no problem. They all got it. So it's time to kind of, you know, as Vince says, shake things up a little bit and make it a little bit more interesting. All right. And finally, real quick, do you see any cash in? I don't think I do, but any cash in on the men's side or anything like that at the pay-per-view?
I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Short and
I don't think so. I could see them making an appearance and then hanging back.
Yeah, definitely.
Just kind of like, I see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of those kind of moments.
I'm watching you. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
And which makes me think more and more that's going to be a heel for sure to win that one.
I think so, too.
Interesting. Hey, Queen, thank you so much for a few minutes. You knocked it out of the park. I knew you would. Real quick, we got to do some shameless promo. Where can everyone follow you on Twitter? Where can people find you, find your podcast?
Of course. Well, thank you so very much for asking me to come on. I had an absolute blast. Love chatting with you.
Anytime.
And my friends, if you're listening, which I know you are, because why wouldn't you be? This is one of the best podcasts ever.
Oh,
so you can come find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE and on Instagram at X the Queen of NE. And I am on every single Wednesday, Queen's Court Brain Buster Radio. You can follow on Twitter as well and Instagram. It's wherever you get your podcasts. So wherever you listen to, just type in Brain Buster and we're there. I am also the queen on DYWTSB, which is the Did You Write This Stuff Broke podcast, which comes out every single Friday, all things WWE. It is super fun. So please, I would be humbled and honored if you come check me out, listen to my show. I would be so happy.
Guys, the queen has spoken. Tune in. I can personally attest, one of the hottest new shows out there. The queen kills it, as she did on this podcast. Queen, an absolute honor. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care. And enjoy your takeover experience. I can't wait. I'm stoked for you.
Hell yeah. You know, I'll tell you all about Money in the Bank, and I'll tell you all about takeover.
Oh, yeah. This is in the end. The queen and Bob Man, we will return, and we will be back. All right, guys. We're out. Peace.